Tov, everyone. We are up to page 202. Simon Samach Zion Sif Tes. We're finishing off the dinim of Hefsekas and Berkas Kriyat Shema. We're specifically talking more about Smichas Gula L'Tfilah right now, as we saw yesterday that the dinim get much more machmer as we get between Gal Yisrael and Shemon Esrei. We're talking about Talis and Tfilin and answering other things over there. Sif Tes says the following: Ein Lanos Kaddish Kedusha Ben Gula L'Tfilah. You don't answer even Kaddish Kedusha between Gula L'Tfilah. Even Dvarim Shem Kedusha, once you say Gal Yisrael, you must start your Shemon Esrei. You're not allowed to even stop for the most important things like Kaddish and Kedusha. So what should he do if he sees that the Chaz is about to get to Kaddish or Kedusha and you're about to get to Gal Yisrael? So Mati b'Shira Chadasha, Kedei Lanos, you stop by Shira Chadasha in order that you can answer over there. Says the Mishnah Berurah over here, Simkat Mem Tes, who had in Vechem Baruch Hu Modim, not only Kaddish and Kedusha, for sure, Baruch Hu Modim, B'Yir L'Tzantzin Shicha B'Tchilas Atfila B'Yish Yatzibar Shokhan Atzmo B'Modim. If you could get to the point of your Shemon Esrei, your private Shemon, you know they're about to get to Modim, and you're about to start Shemon Esrei, you should coordinate that you're going to bow at the beginning of your Shemon Esrei when the Tzibar is going to say Modim, so it looks like you're bowing with the Tzibar. It doesn't look like you're not bowing with the Tzibar. Furthermore, says the Mishnah Berurah, Sikadna Ben-Gul, Yeshma Achorim Shekadna, the Shabbos, Motor La'anos Kaddish Kedusha. There are those who say a Shabbos is different, that you'll be allowed to answer being Kaddish Kedusha. The reason being, without getting into to there's a subject whether we have the Chiv of Smichas Gula L'Tfilah on Shabbos. Okay, on Shabbos, is there a Chiv of Smichas Gula L'Tfilah? We'll see later on. By Maruv, do we say it is? But over here, that's a subject over here. Now, the answer is, though, we do answer Kaddish and Kedusha. We do answer Dav Dvarim Shem Kedusha on Shabbos between Gal Yisrael. I believe it's a Ber Halacha B'Feresh and Simen Kuf Yud Aleph Dibur Masel V'Tah. Over there, he brings down that you would answer because of a Sveik Seika. Over there, you would be allowed to answer Dvarim Shem Kedusha on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkatan and Beis, Manti B'Shira Chadasha, L'Achar Sha'amar Osei Pela, V'chol Zeh L'Chatchila. All this is L'Chatchila to stop by Shira Chadasha. Aval Bidi Yeved, Kol Shalom Amar Baruch Ata Hashem, O Baruch Ata Hashem, Gai Yisrael, so long as you're before the Baruch, even not said the Baruch yet, Yochol Anos, you could still answer Dvarim Shem Kedusha at this point. U'L'Achar Kein Tzarech L'Achar Baruch Shira Chadasha. So if L'Chatchila, you're supposed to stop by Shira Chadasha and stop over there. If you continued over here, then we got all the way right before Baruch Ata Hashem, Gai Yisrael, you could still answer Kaddish Kedusha, and after you answer Kaddish Kedusha, you go back to Shira Chadasha again, and you continue there and start your Shemon Esrei. He does so, I'll kapani mitzur Yisrael, at least go back to Tzur Yisrael, to Aschalas Inin, because it's at the beginning of the Inin, don't just start and just say Baruch Atah Hashem Gal Yisrael after saying Kaddish Kedusha, so you either go back L'chatchila to Shira Chadasha, or L'fachot to Tzur Yisrael, and then you go ahead and continue. Sif Yud. Kol Mishalo Amar Emes V'Yatziv Sharich Shachris V'Emes V'Amuna Arvis Lo Yatzi Yedei Chovas Hamitzvah Ketikna. Even though, as the Mishnah Berurah is going to point out, you're still Yotzei Kriyat Shema if you didn't say Emes V'Yatziv or Emes V'Nun V'Amuna, but you've not fulfilled your mitzvah ketikna. You've not fulfilled it appropriately, doing the mitzvah in the best manner. Okay, you're doing the mitzvah in the best manner. Says Mr. Brosif Gutton and Gimel, Aval Shalom Yatzah Klal Yedei Kriyat Shema. Aval Shalom Yatzah Klal Yedei Kriyat Shema. Doesn't mean that you're not Yotzi at all. Da Kaim La Brachas, Ema Akos, the Brachas are not Ma'akev the Kriyat Shema. Aval Shalom Yedei Zeh Kriyat Shema Shalom Gamkin Einenu Karu'oi. But his Kriyat Shema is not the best type of Kriyat Shema. V'yachzor Kobani La'amra Achar Tfilim Lo'amra Kodama Tfilim. You have to go back and say it again, because if you didn't say the brachas before, you go back again, you go back after Tfilah and say them. It doesn't mean you're allowed to wait till after Tfilah to say them. You have to say them before Tfilah. But if you didn't, you could still say it later on. And if you do that, V'tov Shiomar Od Pam Kriyat Shema, it's good to say Kriyat Shema again with the brachas. Then says the following, Kotava Tor B'Shema Yerushalm. Sarach lahasker be'emes v'yatzav yitzias Mitzrayim u'malchus u'kriyas yamsuf u'makas b'choros ayin sham. There's other things that are very important to mention, like we have in our nusach of emes v'yatzav emes v'amuna u'mashru rash brach v'yudav delikuvu afilu b'di'evit. According to Rashi, if you don't mention these things, you only say parts of emes v'amuna, emes v'yatzav, and you not mention all these things over here, yitzitzitzayim and makas b'choros v'chulei v'chulei, you're not going to be yotzei yedei chovas. Says the Mishnah b'da the Ramah. Mishu anos v'dachos. Someone who has some type of anos. And up. V'ein lo p'nai li spalo miyad achar kriyat shema. He's not going to have time to say Shemon Esrei after he does kriyat shema. Berkos kriyat shema. So what should he do? Yikra kriyat shema ad emes v'yamti milo marshar bracha ad shi yispalel. He should say kriyat shema until emes v'yatziv. And then he should wait to say the rest of the bracha emes v'yatziv v'nachom v'kayam yashar until Gal Yisrael afterwards. Shaz Yomer you say Kriyachma, Abadlan of a Kriyachma, and then Yatzi Vinachon, whenever you're done with this onus, you'll say Yatzi Vinachon until Gai Yisrael, and then you'll say your Shman Esrei. Shaz Yomer Yatzi Vinachon, Yitpala Kadesh Yismel, Gula Tfila. In order to get in Gula Tfila over here, you have to smichas Gula Tfila. So you don't say, even though this is called Birkas Kriyachma once again, it is not necessarily connected so much to Kriyachma. So over here, instead of saying Kriyachma and Emes V'yatzim, finish Gal Yisrael and finish all that section of Birkas Kriyachma. And then whenever you're done with this Ones, you'll go ahead and say Shmon Es, right? No, better than yet. You finish only Hashem Elokeichem Emes. You wait to say Emes Yatzi V'nachon until later on, and then you say Shmichas Gula Tefila and your Shmon Esrei together. You say Gal Yisrael and then your Shmon Esrei. Fine. Now, the question is over here, what is this guy, what is this talking about? L'chadchila l'chora, you should never get into this situation. You should not get into the situation where you can only say Kriyat Shema now and then have to go ahead and say the Shema Nesri later. L'chora, you should have waited to say Kriyat Shema with the Brachos Kriyat Shema, with Gal Yisrael, with Shema Nesri, all at the same time. That's the Mishnah Brach points out over here. See, Kod Nandalit. Tzarech Ian, Chimiyat lo lisuk b'nei shein lo p'nai. Who says he's allowed to do this because he doesn't have time? What do we do if we know we don't have time to daven everything right now? You say kriyacha without its brachos. Later on, you'll say birchos kriyacha with its brachos with Shmon Esrei. So what is this guy doing? Why is this guy doing this? So he answers the Mishnah Berurah over here. But sefer nar shalom kot. The din of this Rama is very true. Heicha shekara kriyacha. The case is talking about like this. He gets to davening. He thinks he has another 45 minutes till he has to leave. Okay? So therefore, it's time to dive in the middle of Kriya, at the end of Kriya Shema, I don't know, he's on a tzolo, let's say, or whatever it is, he has an emergency, he has to leave. Okay? Let's say now he only has 5 minutes left. He knows he has to leave in 5 minutes to the emergency. He has suffer, he thought he could be able to finish all tefila. Because of an onus, he has to leave. Better for this guy to stop right over here after Hashem Elokeichem Emes. When he's done with this onus, when he's done with this whatever it has to be that he has to run to, and he's going to come back, then he'll go back and say V'yatzi V'nachon, Gal Yisrael, and Shvona Esrei. But it's a davar push if he knows this is going to happen before, and he shouldn't start this whole section at all. He should just say Kriyat Shema, not to misman Kriyat Shema, and then later on he'll say Birkos Kriyat Shema with his Shvona Esrei. So that is what's going on over here. In this case, I think I mentioned this already yesterday, but that's the Ramah over here with the explanation of the Mishnah Berurah when someone is bonus. Now, there is a subject over here. If you look at our Nusach, it says over here, he says, Kriyat Shema, V'yantin lomar shar ha-bracha ad sheet palel. Okay, shar ha-bracha refers to singular, only one bracha. So in Shacharis, we have one bracha after Kriyat Shema. In Marav, we have two brachas. Okay, you also have Ashkiveinu. So the Chorah, it's coming to Memayet Marav, that this would not be the case of Marav. In Marav, it would say to go ahead and finish the whole section until Gal Yisrael and Ashkiveinu, and then go ahead and say your Shmon Esrei sometime later. Why would this be? Because there's a big suffix whether we have din of Smichas Gula Tfila, whether it's very chashuv to do also in Marav, or it's only a din in Shacharis. Okay? It's only in Shacharis, it's also in Marav. It's mashup from over here. We only are getting makban on this din to make sure you have Smichas Gula Tfila by Shacharis and not by Marav. However, there are other girsas that have Shar Brachos over here. It doesn't say Shar Bracha. You have the girsa Shar Bracha. Some people have different nusachs over here. That is the nafkamina over here between the two nuschos. Is this din only by Shacharis, or is it only going to be also going to be by Marav? So people have the brown edition, the old first Nikud edition. They have Shar Brachos. It includes Marav. The Maisa, Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevetzal says, it's true, it's interesting, the Mishnah Rav Nevetzal, Mishnah Berurah, they have the Nusach of a Shar Bracha, but Rav Nevetzal Paskins Lemaisa that this din is Hu Adin by Marav. Hu Adin by Marav, though the din would be like this, that you would also go ahead and just finish Hashem Elokeichem Emes, and then start Vamuna later on with your Shmon Esrei, and not finish until the end of the Bracha of Hashkivenu. That's what's going to be the license. Therefore, we are makbid. Everyone agrees, l'chatchila, you should have smichas gula tefila and marav. Question is, how much chashivas do we give it to? Give it? The answer is, according to Rav Nevetzal, that we give it equal chashivas over here, at least in terms of this din, for it by Shacharis and by Marav. Let's start already now. Simon Samach Zayin, we'll start this with the first din over here, and we'll get back into it Bezrat Hashem tomorrow. Simon Samach Zayin. Din Safik in Kor Kriyat Shema. What happens if you have a Safik and you read Kriyat Shema? Safik in Kor Kriyat Shema. Choser v'kori u'mavarech lefaneu l'achara. If you have a Safik, whether you had Kriyat Shema, you go back and you recreate Shema again with its brachos before and after. So we can all understand that it's a double pasha why this would be the din by Kriyat Shema. We can understand Kriyat Shema mitzvah daraisa savik daraisa lahachmer, even though it's a bracha, even though it's a tefillah savik bracha savik daraisa lachumra, you would have to go back and say Kriyat Shema again. That's a double pasha. However, the suffix over here, the question we have over here is, why would we say this by brachos? Okay, the brachos, Kriyat Shema, this is, we have a cloud, suffix brachos lahakel, lachora, we should not say this. And after we have steers over here, we have, in other cases, in Simon Yud Zayin, it talks about a tumtum v'andrungenis. Tumtum v'andrungenis are suffix, whether a chayv in mitzvah sitzitzis, are they a man or a woman, chayv or a chayv or putter. Over there it says, they should go ahead and put on the tzitzis, but don't make the bracha, because it's a suffix. That's what Mishnah Berurah points out over here. So cut an aleph. Uvashar mitzvah daraisa. Hey, chashimachuyev. That's also mitzvah. It's also mitzvah daraisa. Why don't we say you go ahead and make the bracha also? Uvashar mitzvah daraisa. Hey, chashimachuyev. Lasos oto misveka. Pasik lausim. And you'd zain. See, basically, in tubta v'afta chai mitzitzis. Uv yore deva someone's out of the sea gibel. Li in yin mila of androgynous. Koki I gavne. Dilo yavarech al mitzvah. So therefore, that's the kasha over here. Why over here we're going to go ahead and go back and make the brachas also, and over there we don't make the brachas, we just do the mitzvah. So those who want to make this chiluk, the filing, the prichadash in Hilchos Tfilas Kalim says a similar din in your day of Simon Kuchav. He says like this: Achish poskim shemachalkim beheicha shasavik hu imechuyev klal bemitzvah. Kugon haishik adavni wants to make a chiluk between by tumtama and drunkenness. There's a savik whether they're even chayiv in the mitzvah to start with. Over there, we're going to be more machmer by the brachas. Masha ein kein ubein heicha shemachuyev elosheni yodei masa mitzvah. Over here, the person is for sure chayiv in Kriyat Shema. We just have a savik whether he fulfilled his chiyuv over there. And therefore, that's the chiluk they want to make. When you are chayiv in the mitzvah, rather you just have a suffix, whether you fulfill the mitzvah, you would even go back and make the bracha. That would mean if you didn't remember if you put on tefillin that day, let's say, okay, that's a bad example, I don't know, a mitzvah that's one, hey, you didn't remember if you took lulav and esrog, you don't remember to take lulav and esrog, over there, we would say that since we know you're chayiv in lulav and esrog, and it's the first day where it's deraisa, let's say, so over there you go back and take lulav and esrog again with the bracha according to this. Only if you or yourself are of a suffix, whether you as a gavra are chayiv or not, that's when you would not go ahead and make the bracha. That's what this opinion says. Ulefize says like that, exactly our example. Lulav oshover b'yom rishon. Heichan esavklein kvar asam etzogei ha. Tzarech laso so b'bracha. V'kotav ha'prim v'gadon v'katz v'mishnah b'shem rashachin v'agin ha'v v'shem r'yivosh. V'chul ilay d'lo sviya lulu y'chilok zeh. We lomaisa do not accept this chilok. Behold, there's no difference between whether he's chayiv, or he's suffik chayiv, or whether you are chayiv and you have a suffik, whether you fill the mitzvah, el tamid below bracha v'gam ha'grabas v'man zeh mukhla d'lo sviya lulu y'chilok zeh. Also, the roba ruba d'rachronim do not accept this chilok. Therefore, we're stuck then. We're stuck over here with why in the world it would be that this over here, we have a suffix, we're going to repeat the brachos also, even though it's a suffix. So the Mishnah, all the Mishnah Berurah has over here. In Sif Gadon Dalin, you have to say like this, second line in. It says, that this is how Chazal were attacking Kriyat Shema with its brachos, even though these brachos are not as much connected to Kriyat Shema like we learned many times before. Nevertheless, any time you have to read Kriyat Shema, you're mechuyev to read Kriyat Shema again over here. You're mechuyev now to read Matzah Safik, a Safik Darais L'Chomra, so to Birkas Kriyat Shema, you're going to mechuyev to go back and say them again. That's what the Mechaber Paskin, that's how we're going to Paskin Alach L'Maisa, I can for today.